So here's an update from John Clark, show Tordian for Devon Givens, 97.5 The Fanatic. By the way, 7 o'clock hours brought to you by Club Risqué, the Delaware Valley's premier gentlemen's club with three locations, Philly, Bristol, and Northeast Philadelphia. For more information, visit clubrisque.com. John Clark, NBC Sports Philadelphia and NBC Sports, said, "I'm told DeSean Jackson apologized to Jeff Lurie and Howie Roseman today. I'm told the Eagles told DeSean he needs to be active to promote equality. DeSean and his reps have spoken to Rabbi Daniel Grodnitsky of Shabbat Young Philly to help, and DeSean will be educating himself." That is what John Clark tweeted out, the very latest on the DeSean Jackson situation. So, based on that, it does not seem to me, now this could be incorrect, does not seem that DeSean Jackson will be released, does not seem that he will be suspended, and truth be told, doesn't sound like there's a fine unless, you know, that's coming later. The NFL itself made a comment about DeSean Jackson and released a statement. We'll get to that in a matter of moments as well. But yes, that is that's the latest on DeSean Jackson. So what do you think of that? By the way, I think all of that is good. I think all of those things, education and using your platform to educate yourself and to improve a community that's in need, and especially a community that you've offended, I think that usually that's a good thing. I think that all of those things are good. I don't know necessarily that that's also the greatest handling of it on the Eagles' end. What do you make of it? Julian in Doylestown's next on The Fanatic. Hey, Julian.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
I just want to put it out there, first off, like, I don't really care if DeSean Jackson's on the team or not. Chances are he's going to get hurt in, like, the second week like he always does. I don't think he's going to be a big contributor either way. But I think I think the main goal here in society right now is to create a change in how people think and how people react to certain things they see. And just releasing him, like, if the Eagles just release him, he's going to be just another person in our country's society with the same exact mindset. I think there has to be a plan in place for every organization to change the mindset of people who come out and say these things, repost these things, do all things that DeSean did. And I think the Eagles are doing taking a good first step. And by making him go to this synagogue and talk to them, educate himself, and make a personal change.
Do you hear the language that you just used, though? You said that the Eagles are making him go to this. So, it makes me wonder then, and I don't know for sure, is DeSean Jackson doing this because he's sorry and wants to make a positive change? Or is he doing this because the Eagles said, in order for you to remain a Philadelphia Eagle, you have to do this stuff?
Yeah, I understand that too. And I think it needs to be a personal decision for him to educate himself. And the Eagles have to decide whether or not they're seeing that. It has to be, he has to reach checkpoints with, the Eagles from now on to, show that he's making a personal decision to change how he thinks. Because it is a problem what he did, and there's no room for that in today's society at all. But canceling him basically and leaving him in society as a human being isn't going to do anything to create a positive change or, push our society in the right direction.
But what about everybody else that's been canceled? Because it seems like people just don't want everyone else who's been canceled to be in society to begin with. So why is DeSean Jackson different in this case?
Well, there's certain situations where I don't think that people should be canceled.
I see.
And, yeah, so how do I put this? Just because other people are canceled doesn't mean we can't make a change in direction of how we're going to approach these situations. The past, we haven't had success in the past. We keep seeing these, missteps in people who have huge platforms and making these decisions, reposting these things. We see it all the time. And I believe it's a time for a change in how we approach fixing these situations.
Yeah, I think that's totally fair, Julian. Thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it. And I do think that those steps that the Eagles put out there, according to John Clark, I think those are good steps. I think those are great things that you can do to not just talk about it and be about it, right? I don't know what steps you can take. You as an individual, not Julian, but for those out there listening, I don't know what steps you would be able to take to put a Hitler quote out into the universe, correctly or incorrectly, and then say, wow, I got to learn from this, and then just bounce back because you've taken stuff. Like, Hitler, as far as I'm concerned, has been pretty much an area that is absolutely untouchable, which is obviously why this has garnered the amount of attention that it has, on top of the hateful nature of the content. We're going to hear a new apology from DeSean Jackson from 5 minutes ago. But first, we're going to talk to Pat in Bluebell next on The Fanatic. What's going on, Pat? How you doing?
It's funny. I agree. You took the words right out of my mouth. I think you've got two situations here. This Riley Cooper was wrong. No question was wrong. You're right. He was drunk at a Chesney concert and said something in a fit of rage. Has he said it in the past? I don't know. He probably has. Whereas DeSean Jackson took the time and effort to type something, and then he could have retracted it. I mean, was he drunk at the time? I don't know. But you throw in, okay, so you have two different situations. Then you throw in a different atmosphere. This is 10 years later with what's going on in America. So as a result, it's obviously looked at a lot differently, or probably will be. As far as him being fired, look, DeSean Jackson's not going to be in a soup line anytime soon. He's got to be worth $20-30 million if he'd save some of his money. And I'm not justifying what he said, but I'm just saying it's not like he's going to be desperate anytime soon.
Right. But I don't think so either.
But frankly, between me and you, I don't see how you're going to have an NFL with a COVID, this virus, unless somehow you can do one of two things. Not play every weekend and test every 2 weeks, and you don't play every weekend, it's every other weekend. Or, please don't laugh, somehow create a helmet that has oxygen in it. Otherwise, it's impossible at the state we're in right now to have NFL or college football. I mean, you're breathing. I played high school and college football. You're in a pile. You're hitting. It's impossible. You're going to be breathing each other's air. You're going to spread it. So unless you can design a helmet, and I have somehow, somewhere, I believe the NFL, with all their money, and they've got a lot of it, are probably thinking of a way to design a helmet, believe it or not, how to prevent them from breathing on each other. Sounds crazy.
Pat, I don't think that's that crazy. And thanks for the phone call, man. I appreciate it. I've advocated, and Tyler, you've been on the show when I've advocated for this, kind of like the clear, it's not a welding helmet, but the thing that, like, the clear full face shield, right, on top of maybe your helmet, or having all of the gaps in your face mask filled with this stuff so you're only, the air's only going straight down or out to the sides. There's got to be some kind of solution for that. There does, because that is obviously, especially in the trenches, that's going to be an issue. Two open phone lines. What should the Eagles, how should they have handled this situation? How should they handle this DeSean Jackson situation? 610-632-0975. Here's the latest from DeSean Jackson. I want to apologize to the Jewish community, Jeffrey Lurie, Howie Roseman, Doug Peterson, the Eagles organization, and our fans, for the insensitive and ill-informed posts that I shared on my social media. My intention was to uplift, unite, and encourage our culture with positivity and light. Unfortunately, that did not happen. I unintentionally hurt the Jewish community in the process, and for that, I'm sorry. Now more than ever, we must work together to end discrimination of all types and against all people and communities. This apology is more than just words. It's a promise to do better. I will fully educate myself and work with local and national organizations to be more informed and make a difference in our community. I will consider my words and actions moving forward. I will seek out voices from other communities and listen to their words, thoughts, and beliefs. In the time of division, I'm committed to doing my part in making this world a better place for our children. It's apology number three. I think it's good that if DeSean Jackson is committed to improvement, not just for himself, but for communities affected, then all of that is good. All of that is great. We still have to square up the fact then that DeSean Jackson pressed send on a post that said the first two words were "Hitler said," and an apology is good enough. When lots of people are losing jobs who have not quoted Hitler, and I'm not excusing the behavior of anyone who has been shamed and caught on camera saying hateful, racist, or anti-Semitic things, in no way. But for DeSean, like, three apologies, because the first two kind of fell flat. This one comes out, and like I said, if everything that goes on in there is good, I'm glad that he apologized to Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman and everybody else affected. Does that mean we're all good here? Does an apology just mean that, you know, we're all set? Or would you like to see the Eagles do more? 610-632-0975 is your phone number to hop aboard the conversation. Let's go to Mike in Malvern next on The Fanatic. What's going on, Mike?
How are we doing, man? So here's the thing. Yes. I think what the Eagles did is exactly on course with what they've always done. So what I personally think is I would have fired Cooper. I would have fired DeSean Jackson. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What I would have personally done, right? Jeffrey Lurie has sent an institutional message that if you're going to do something that is totally in violation of, you know, racial acceptance, of, you know, LGBTQ right, whatever it may be, that he's going to give you an opportunity, and include Michael Vick in this too, by the way,
mm-hmm.
that he is going to give you an opportunity to learn from your mistake, for right, for better or worse, for whatever it may be. And you actually alluded to this, and I know one caller did as well. It may be the best thing to have these guys confront what is apparently a total ignorance on them. Now, in terms of the Hitler comment, it is horrifying, but I also want to say that what Robbie Cooper also said was horrifying.
Absolutely.
A lot of African-Americans, that was the last thing they heard before they were executed for just being them. You know what I mean? And it is a horrifying thing that we even let him continue
Absolutely.
On the team. But since that bar was set, and even Michael Vick, dude, like, there are people that I know that completely hate me because I'm an Eagles fan because they accepted Michael Vick
sure.
back on the Eagles.
Yep.
You know what I mean, dude? And it's just Jeffrey Lurie, man. It's an Eagles thing. He has taken that path that I'm going to try to educate. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And for better or worse. You know what I mean? And you, me, everybody else, we may disagree, but he has set that institutional message, and I actually appreciate him being consistent with DeSean Jackson, to be honest with you. And having him, because I believe he did the same for Michael Vick, who had to go to class, and Riley Cooper as well, sensitivity classes, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
I believe that is the case. It's certainly with Vick. I'm not sure about it with Cooper. I would hope so, but I don't know that for sure.
Yeah, but I know he made him take a step away. He made him do something, though. It was like I don't know if he made him go. I think you're right. I don't know if it was sensitive. I think he just went back home to his family, which was not enough. If you want the truth, but he didn't fire him though. You see what I'm trying to say?
I do. Here's what I guess I have the problem with, Mike. And thanks for the phone call. Like, when the Eagles come out and say that the messages he shared were offensive, harmful, and absolutely appalling, they have no place in our society and are not condoned or supported in any way by the organization. That sets a certain tone, doesn't it? Like, it sets a tone that is fairly hard line on this. I'm not saying that dogfighting is ever okay in any circumstance whatsoever. I am not saying that what Riley Cooper said is acceptable or condoned in any kind of way. I am saying that that situation in particular with Riley Cooper, Michael Vick, I feel differently about because he went to prison, served a sentence. Conceivably speaking, the idea is that you commit a crime, you do the time, and then that's not held against you for the rest of your life in terms of you ever being able to get a job again or things like that. That's the way that it's supposed to work, right? And it worked that way for Michael Vick. Riley Cooper, my question is, should Riley Cooper have been given the opportunity to be a Philadelphia Eagle after that? And clearly you're right, that the precedent has been set that that's the case, but it doesn't really seem like, despite whatever they're saying, that the Eagles have a no-tolerance policy for speech that could be considered hateful or slurs or anything else, when in terms of hardline punishment, it appears, now the team could do something different, but it appears that they're 0-2. It's hard for me to say that with all of that, what looks like chest puffing now about how the not condoned or supported in any way by the organization, but the person who said them, that's okay. Now, the thing to do is, if you're the Eagles, as a compassionate organization, says, you know, we can work with Deshaun and try to figure out ways that he can make amends, start to make it right, take the right steps, educate himself, however you want to proceed there. But you still also have the question right in front of you, is Deshaun Jackson going to be representing the Philadelphia Eagles? I mean, Hitler is a bridge too far for, I would say, what do you think, Tyler? 98% of the population? 99% of the population? I mean, it is hard for me to square up that because of something that Riley Cooper did 7 years ago, the precedent has been set to where it's okay if you reference Hitler, and in this case, try to quote Hitler in a uniting, uplifting post. That's not a mistake. That's a bad decision. And you're insulting Deshaun Jackson's intelligence if you're saying, oh, well, he probably just didn't know. He probably didn't know that saying, quoting Hitler could be considered anti-Semitic. I give Deshaun Jackson a little bit more credit than that. Eric and Glenside next on The Fanatic. Eric.
Eric, hey, man, what's up, bro? I just need to leave. I will leave it alone, man. Like, dude, Mike, hello?
Eric, you're really breaking up there, man. Hold on, sit tight. We're going to try to get you squared up. I know you've been waiting for a while, so I'm going to try to get you right back on the line right now if we can here. Because I know that Eric's been waiting for a little bit. We'll see if we can get him cleared up. Tyler, are we working on him? Trying to make it happen? All right, he's good to go? All right, cool. Let's get him right back up. Eric, what's going on, man? Sorry about that. Eric, you with
us?
Yeah, you sound better now. Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, I would just leave it alone, man. I mean, like the guy Mike said, that's how Jeffrey Lurie does his thing, so just let it go. I mean, they were both bad. Let him learn from it. You know, he is going to class. He is getting, he's going to class. Cooper didn't do none of that. I mean, they just sent him home and kept him moving. Then signed him to a new contract.
That was a horrible decision, wasn't it? Wasn't that a garbage decision?
Yeah, but I mean, just let him go there and go to the class and move on, man. Because if they let Deshaun go, bro, it's going to go crazy. People are going to be like, how he going to do that? He called him this. He said this. Just let it play itself out. Give him a fine. I would at least fine him. You know, I wouldn't suspend him. I'd just move on.
You wouldn't even suspend him, Eric, for quoting Hitler.
But he also said the N-word. So, I mean,
they should have. They messed that up. So that's what I'm saying. Because they messed up 7 years ago, then yeah, that should be the new policy?
It shouldn't matter if it's 2 years ago he did it. You know, it shouldn't matter if it's 5 years. And you said something else because he was drunk. So what? He was drunk. Maybe. So what?
When it doesn't make an excuse.
Some people speak their mind when they're drunk, right?
Well, plus, if you're driving a car and you hit somebody, oh, officer, I was drunk, that doesn't make it better. I'm not saying that it's an excuse. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that that was a terrible, terrible decision by the Eagles to not take action there. And it looks, I'm willing to chalk that up to a mistake in judgment then. If they do nothing again here with Deshaun Jackson, then they're the organization that doesn't care about racial slurs and anti-Semitism.
Yeah, I think it's business for them, I guess.
It might be. I hear you, man. Eric, thanks. I appreciate it. I'm glad that we could get you back up there. You know what I mean? That's what it comes down to. Like, it's hard for me, and it should be hard for you, in good conscience, if you're an Eagles fan. Yeah, we've looked at it. This is my thing. We've looked at it as, oh, man, Chip Kelly messed that whole thing up, right? That had nothing to do with the Eagles, right? The Riley Cooper situation had nothing to do with the Eagles. That was just Chip Kelly craziness. That would have never happened if Chip Kelly wasn't here. Well, Chip Kelly's not here now. That's kind of what I'm getting at here. And I have to admit, my feelings on the Eagles would change like they almost did back then. If the Eagles didn't take such a leading role in starting conversations about race relations and being at the forefront of all kinds of change-driven movements, then I don't know how I would feel. But so far, it's been kind of so good in that arena. But like, this is what I'm saying. This is the first... Am I fair in saying this, Tyler? Since the Riley Cooper incident, this is the first, quote-unquote, hard decision that they've had to make related to anything like this.
Well, I certainly think it's the first decision that they've had to make that was non-football related.
Sure.
Well, and you know what, too? You think about... I was trying to think if Alshon Jeffrey's locker room issues were a hard decision, but they're not really.
Not really.
I mean, comparably, they're not really. Yeah, I mean, it's the first hard decision they've had to make non-football related since the Riley Cooper decision, and they messed that up so badly.
It was a heinous... This is the thing. Like, if you are listening and somehow the message that you're getting is that, like, I'm giving Riley Cooper a pass and Deshaun Jackson shouldn't get a pass... then you're not really listening. Stop cooking dinner and pay attention when I say that was the biggest blunder that the Eagles have made during the time that I have paid attention to the Philadelphia Eagles. I hope that's all it was. I hope that's a blunder. I don't want the Eagles to talk about change and equality and justice and not really have an interest in that when you have the chance. Whether it's Riley Cooper or Deshaun Jackson, it is an unbelievably tough decision. But to do nothing because you did nothing 7 years ago, not comfortable with it. Jay in Germantown's next on The Fanatic. Hey, Jay.
This is Jay from Germantown. How you doing?
Doing great. Welcome aboard.
First of all, they call the first silver car the prince. See, he's an ignorant black man because he don't know his history. See, if y'all just stop and listen to this mistake Deshaun made, he shouldn't have quoted Hitler, but what Deshaun was trying to say, he didn't articulate it right. What he was trying to say is that black people are the true Jews of this earth. We are the true Israel. He was saying that white people, they're Jews. He wasn't saying that when Jews, they converted to Judaism, but the true people about the Bible, the chosen people of God are the black man and black woman of America. That's what Deshaun was trying to say. He just was inarticulate how he explained. And he was
not going to talk about somebody who's like documented as someone who is anti-Semitic. That's also part of what makes everything so. It's not just the Hitler deal. And by the way, we're not evaluating the merits of the post in terms of the ideas contained therein. We're talking about Hitler. Like 6 million people genocide Hitler. That guy. when your owner and general manager are both Jewish? When we're talking about in 2020, stamp out hate and ignorance and everything else, unless it's Deshaun Jackson. 610-632-0975, one open phone line. It's Joe Torti in for Devon Gibbons on The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back. Joe Torti in for Devon Gibbons, 97.5 The Fanatic. Tyler Zulli is producing the program. Just as a general PSA, when like anti-Semitism is kind of like the core, at the core of what's wrong with what Deshaun Jackson posted, you know, Hitler and stuff like that, I'm not going to provide a forum for that on these airwaves. So if that is what we are, if that's what you're waiting to talk about, that's not the direction that we're going to go. The direction that we're going to go is, how should this be handled? Not did Deshaun Jackson do something wrong or not. It's how are things going to be handled here in the future for the Eagles. Jasper Lucas tweets, and sounds like a PR person finally wrote an apology for DJX. I do like the idea of him reaching out to a rabbi for guidance. Me too. Also liked an idea suggested by a caller to Mike's show earlier. DJX should visit Auschwitz and document his visit. I think that learning is always a great thing. I think that learning and atonement are always fantastic options whenever you have wronged someone or a group of people. I think that all of that is really good. The question is, the Eagles organization, outside of what Deshaun Jackson's doing personally, are they handling this the right way? Obviously, the Riley Cooper debacle looms large over all of this. Do you repeat the mistake that you made with Riley Cooper? Or have you learned as an organization, and that truly was just Chip Kelly nonsense? Mike in South Philly's next on The Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, man? Love the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to look at in general. You know, like, people, when we talk about Deshaun Jackson, we have to look in general what's going on in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in a couple of weeks now, you see a lot of boycotting from corporation to Facebook because there's a misinformation. A lot of misinformation is posted on social media, on Facebook. So what happened is this. Deshaun Jackson, I'm not supporting what he say about Hitler, quoting Hitler, but we have to give him benefit of doubt. You know, where did he get that information? You know, now, since we got this coronavirus, there's a lot of conspiracy theory going on in now. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows what's going on exactly.
Sure.
You know, like, this is the reason why we are so behind compared to other European, you know, in terms of lockdown on how to get back on after coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
Because these conspiracy, there's a people who believe certain things. And if you look at Deshaun Jackson post, follow him back, he posts about anti-vaccination. So you see his position is the same as these people who against him. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people, I'm not going to say who is this, but most of them, I believe, are Trump supporters. And these people, when you look at their rallies, they have a Q. You know, Q, he stands for his biggest anti-Semitic person. And these people who are against Deshaun Jackson are their supporters. I mean, a couple of days ago, South Philly, on Columbus Boulevard, these people who are against about Columbus statue not to be removed,
yes,
most of them wear Q t-shirts. I'm like, you guys try to represent Q. These are anti-Semitic people. And if you Google about QAnon, that's what he's talking about, world domination, by what Deshaun Jackson said.
But here's Mike, thanks for the phone call, man. All of that is immaterial, in my opinion. is immaterial when I don't care what the rest of the message says, when the first thing says Hitler said, and then Deshaun Jackson's like, cool. And then says that it's a message designed to uplift and unite. Like, there's no way. There's just no way to read it that way. So once again, I'm not going to engage with whether Deshaun Jackson's Hitler quote is a valid quote or not. I'm going to go ahead and let history handle that discussion. I'm going to go ahead and just step back and figure out that that's kind of already been figured out. It is a Hitler quote from Deshaun Jackson, whether it actually is or not. I think that it's been misattributed to Hitler, but either way, he posted something on Instagram that said, Hitler said. Why are we so fast to just like move right past? I don't understand. All for Deshaun Jackson. If he is misinformed on a lot of things or he has learning to do or whatever, I'm all for that happening. But, like, serious question. If Riley Cooper's apology featured him saying, wow, I've got, like, a lot to learn and I need to reach out to people and stuff like that, does that make what he said okay or acceptable? Forget what the Eagles did, because the Eagles messed that up royally. I can't speak for you. For me, that is fine if you feel like you have something to learn. That doesn't excuse Riley Cooper from what he said. I don't want to hear about ignorance. When you are a white guy growing up, Tyler, you could probably vouch for this too. That's the worst word. The absolute worst word that you never say, period, ever. So, it's not that Riley Cooper has to learn that sort of thing. And maybe Riley Cooper didn't grow up the way that I did. That's fine, but I know a lot of people did. And a lot of people grew up that way, saying that that is one of the most hateful words you could ever say. And he said it. If he said, oh, I apologize to my teammates, I want to get better, all that's fine. That doesn't change what you said, Riley Cooper. It's the same thing here with Deshaun Jackson. If Deshaun Jackson's got learning to do and he wants to meet with rabbis and visit synagogues and temples and learn more about the things that he's alluding to and the things that he's saying, okay, that's all good. But he still put out an Instagram post that he thought was something that Hitler said. We are just speeding right by that off-ramp. I don't know why. What should the Eagles do here? Harvey's next in Laguna Beach. What's up, Harvey?
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Listening on hold, listening to you before, there's quite the plethora of opinions coming through. But let me just speak as a Jewish man who grew up in a very Jewish neighborhood, went to a 90% Jewish high school, Northeast High, back in the 60s. I learned a lot about Hitler, not from high school, but from Hebrew school. Mm-hmm. We were taught the lessons of our history and the eugenics that occurred through the extermination of 6 million Jews, but obviously Deshaun doesn't know. Yes, Jeffrey Lurie is Jewish, but he's also not a practicing Jewish guy, and I don't think his being Jewish has anything to do with this decision.
Okay.
Of what to do. I think his decision is based on fear of recourse, because we live right now in a society where you cannot say anything negative or do anything negative toward an African American or a black man without action coming against you. I'll throw out Drew Brees, who just was speaking his mind. The climate is you cannot say anything negative because of Black Lives Matter, because of the movement. And I think the players, look at the NFL. They've kowtowed. They're going to play the Black National Anthem. They're going to paint the fields. Everything is in positive, and I'm all for it. I think that black lives do matter. I also think black lives, children of black lives matter, but they don't seem to get the publicity of, one or two guys that have been picked off by bad cops. But I think the fear is that there's going to be recourse on the players if Jeffrey Lurie does something. And I saw it all day on Twitter that, Riley Cooper got away with it. So if you do it now, you're setting a different precedent for us. And I heard Brandon and
yeah,
and they pretty much spewed the same thing.
Well,
and
I think it's a Harvey. Sorry to cut you off there. I got to keep moving. It is. I agree with the idea that if you just punish DeSean Jackson without addressing the Riley Cooper situation at all, it's a heinous look. Like, that's really, really, regardless of what DeSean Jackson posted, it's a really terrible look if you just say, we've decided to release DeSean Jackson. But if you're Jeffrey Lurie, it actually takes some courage, I think, to say 7 years ago we were faced with a similar situation. We made the wrong decision, and it's something that has bothered me ever since then. I made the wrong call then, and I don't want to make the wrong call now. People still might be upset, but at the very least, you're addressing what was, in my opinion, a disgusting blemish on an otherwise pretty spotless Eagles tenure when it comes to issues like this. Social justice and being at the forefront and leaders in the community and everything else. That's what I mean. Like, I don't think that it would be easy by any stretch. But I mean, a serious question. And like I said, I think that for 98% of people, a Hitler quote would be something that you'd think, all right, yep, that's probably, you know, danger zone. That's probably something that would get me in trouble if I brought it out and tweeted it and stuff like that, or put it on Instagram. If I brought that up in a conversation and said, you know, I think this Hitler guy's making some good points, I feel like that is an area where there's almost no coming back. My question is serious. What would he have to say? Like, what's worse than that? What's worse than quoting Hitler and saying that it's like a positive, unifying, uplifting message? Are there just no repercussions at all? Just like, is it what is something that you actually can't say? Because apparently, racial slurs are okay backstage at a Kenny Chesney concert, apparently. And apparently, quoting Hitler is also fine. So you get a job with the Philadelphia Eagles, and you get whatever you want, just throw it out there. That makes me incredibly uncomfortable. You have the right to say whatever you want, but there's no consequences whatsoever. That's what we've heard, right? It's free speech, it's a free country, but we can react however we want. That's what, you know, cancel culture talks about, right? Yeah, you said it, but you have to deal with what we think afterwards. Is that true everywhere except the Philadelphia Eagles? Curtin Abington's next on The Fanatic. Hey, Kurt.
Hey, I'm going to actually answer your question. I've been on hold for a while and listening to everybody talk and mm-hmm. just kind of like try and give you a history lesson. Listen, the Eagles botched the Riley Cooper thing. He should have been released immediately.
Agreed.
And there is absolutely no excuse, zero excuse for DeSean Jackson quoting Hitler. And then he doubled down on it by saying, if you misunderstand what I said, you just don't get it, and put up a bunch of rainbow fists.
Right.
That doesn't make up for it. Release him. Furthermore, if he quoted Hitler and then doubled down on it and saw nothing wrong with it, I'm questioning his intelligence. So do I want somebody on a football team with that kind of intelligence? I don't want people like that in my city. That is, there is zero excuse. And yeah, Jeffrey Lurie needs to come out and say, yo, we botched, completely botched the Riley Cooper thing. My bad. He should have been on the street. This is beyond awful, beyond unacceptable, beyond moronic, whatever word you want to use. He needs to be released now, immediately. And so I don't care how, it just needs to happen. That's the bottom line to the answer, and there's not much more to say about it. The fact that there's a discussion about this is asinine. It's beyond that. I feel awful for who think it's all right and that you can just pass by it. It's ridiculous. And I'm sorry, I'm yelling and screaming, but it has me that angry that there's a discussion about this right now.
And Kurt, I'm with you, man. I'm disappointed that's been the case too. And by the way, Harvey tweeted back in, I said, you cut me off before I can make the point that the Eagles will leave it up to the NFL to suspend DeSean Jackson the two games. And it looks like the Eagles didn't initiate it that way. That way you avoid recourse from the Eagles players. It's possible. Right, Tyler? I mean, like, that, it's possible that he gets commissioners listed until satisfactory progress has been made. It's possible that there's a two game. It's possible that the NFL could handle it.
Yeah, I think that there's certainly a chance that that could happen. I mean, we have seen other players get commissioners listed for, you know, obviously various things.
Yes.
I could see Roger Goodell stepping in and saying something. I don't know if he will, but I could see it. I could see it happening.
Now, the response would be, didn't do it. Once again, same thing with the Eagles. Didn't do it with Riley Cooper, right? Why now?
Well, right, and that's, yes. Again, then can you, as a league, play double standard? Because it's totally a double standard at that point if you don't address it from the league standpoint when it comes to Riley Cooper, but then you do address it when it comes to DeSean Jackson.
Right.
So you're playing double standard there, and you're putting yourself in a bad situation by doing that as well. So maybe they don't. Maybe they say it's the Eagles' responsibility to handle the situation.
Right. It's possible. Now, the other thing, of course, is that the commissioner's list has come into vogue in the last three or four seasons, really. So, you know, it wasn't something that was utilized a whole lot. I don't even know if it was in the CBA. Like, I should know that, but I don't. Apologies. I don't know. I also don't know how I feel about the Eagles, you know, when it comes to stuff like this, where the Eagles have been on the forefront of it, passing and letting somebody else handle it. I'm not sure. Todd in Center City's next on the Fanatic. Hey, Todd.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I agree with that other guy. I'm sorry that he's got to go. That there's no room for that now. Not in the climate of what's been going on with all the Black Lives Matters and the protests and everything. He's got over 1 million followers. This guy says something, people react. What if people started walking down the street and started attacking people that were Jewish because he made some comment? He's quoting Farrakhan too.
Right.
Okay. He's a bad person. This guy is a multimillionaire sitting home on the July 4th weekend with nothing better to do than quote Hitler and put out racist statements, and then look, and everybody's, oh, Riley Cooper. Who cares about Riley Cooper? And I'm not going to say it's 7 years. So what? In 2005, Reggie White made anti-Semitic comments. Do you remember that? They try to praise Reggie White. No, Reggie White was an anti-Semite, just like DeSean Jackson. And there's no room for it, no more. Not in this Eagles. I'll stand outside that damn stadium with a banner, and I'll protest. I don't want him here. The guy's disgusting.
Well, Todd, I think that there are people that would agree with you, and thanks for the phone call. I'll answer your question. The Riley Cooper situation, it matters to me. It matters to me because I'm sad and I'm disappointed by the fact that it was not handled properly. And that's probably why I feel so strongly about this now, that it's an opportunity to make better.
The Riley Cooper situation should matter to you because the Riley Cooper situation, from what he said, was absolutely horrible, absolutely unacceptable, and should have been reprimanded immediately for it. And then you look at the ownership standpoint, and they messed up big time.
Agreed.
And they botched the situation, and they should have reprimanded Riley Cooper for it. And I know that I said, you know, reprimanded twice, but it looks bad on both sides.
Agreed.
That Cooper was not only not given any kind of suspension fine, or he was fine, but suspension, being released, whatever it might be, then he gets the contract on top of
that.
Got
the extension. Yep.
It's the way that they handled that entire situation was horrible.
It is.
And what he did was horrible.
I don't think that we've gotten pushback on any of those points. I haven't pushed back. Tyler hasn't pushed back. Callers haven't pushed back. We're in agreement that we're all on the same team, I think. Like, there's actually, that's not true. There were one or two people that said, you know, it's just business. It's just business. That's the way that it goes. No, that's a minority opinion. The majority of people that I've spoken to and that I've interacted with on Twitter have said that it was a botched situation. And I agree. I think it was an absolutely horrible handling of a gross, gross situation. It went from bad to worse because of the way that it was handled. So that's why I'm looking at this as an opportunity for the Eagles to show that they have learned from the way that that went, the way that that conversation, the way that that situation, the way that that embarrassment played out, and the way that they handled it. If they don't take greater action than that and just say, oh, all right, we're good, let's wait till the next time. I don't know. I don't know how that looks. I mean, especially considering you don't know what background someone like who commits the next act of hate or posts something or whatever. Like, don't know. We're going to end up keeping score forever with a scoreboard that keeps going further and further and further on. Or are we going to expect the Eagles, as they have said and as they've advocated for, to go for justice and equality and everybody under the same standard? If you've been talking that and you don't want that, then that's a different story altogether. But like I said, for a lot of people, I would feel like most people, a Hitler quote would be a step too far when it comes to a simple mistake. That's why I said it's not a mistake, it is a bad decision. And he can make good decisions after this, but he might get off scot-free. There might literally be no repercussions other than this community involvement stuff, that, which, by the way, the Eagles seem to be mandating. Leaves a bad taste in my mouth, I'll tell you that. Chaz in North Philly's next on the Fanatic. Hey, Chaz.
Yo, what's up, Joe?
Hey, how you doing, man?
All right.
Good.
You know, I just wanted to say, you know, Deshaun Jackson was wrong for what he posted. But I know you don't believe in ignorance and stuff like that, but I was just thinking, you know, I kind of understand where he's coming from. Not the comment, but where he's coming from. I believe that Deshaun Jackson is always been a bonehead. I mean, like, he threw the ball on the 1 yard line at a Cowboys game. So, like, he's always been absent minded. So, in this case, I feel like he came across some information. And the first thing he thought of was, oh, let me tell black people Adolf Hitler felt like maybe one of the original Jews. Now, I don't feel like he did it intentionally to, you know, offend Jews or other white people. The whole post should never have been posted. That's number one.
Okay.
But I believe that he's just so much of a bonehead, dude. He doesn't know anything. Like, other than football, you know, that's a lot of football players. A lot of basketball players are jocks, man. Like, I just feel like this guy always in the wrong place at the wrong time trying to do the wrong thing. And I really believe that in his mind, he's letting black people know, like, hey, guys, we're the original Jews without thinking of the original Jews. Now, in our history in this country, we've never had a history other than American history. No other race can say that. So since the beginning of our history in this country, we've been like, okay, who are we? So if this country, and I'm not blaming, you know, whatever, but I'm blaming the American system. Had Deshaun Jackson knew his history, how could he even utter the words or utter the post that came from his account?
I think we have some common ground here, Chaz. I think that you and I can get on the same page. For example, Tyler, we witnessed it. My ignorance was on display in the 7 o'clock, late 6 o'clock hour, right? Somebody brought up Dylan Roof. Don't know who Dylan Roof is. I now know. Elbows Brian tweeted in, and I looked it up while we were, you know, talking. It's a mass shooter. Killed 20 people at a black church prayer group. Cops gave him Burger King. I didn't know. I should have known, probably. Maybe, you know, now I do. I've enhanced my knowledge base. That gap in knowledge, I would say, is not equivalent to, like, you know, Hitler. Right? And Sean Jackson said he knows that Hitler was a bad dude. I'll take his word for it. Then where's the post come from? You know, I'm not saying that everyone should know everything, because I just pointed out an example of a thing that I didn't know that was not in ancient history or anything like that, right? It's something that I've learned and that I've added to my knowledge base. It's something that, you know, I will now have in my mind when people bring up conversations like that. Is that the same as knowing that if you're going to quote Adolf Hitler, even if you don't know it was 6 million, if he exterminated a lot of Jewish people, that maybe that's something that should be avoided rather than treading lightly and just saying that this is the part, this is the section that's the good stuff. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I understand that Deshaun Jackson's a bonehead and has stuff to learn. I can get down with that to a degree. Because like I said, education, conversation, all that stuff is good. But how much common sense are you expected to have when it comes to that in particular? It's almost the question that's central to this. Because, you know, what Chaz was just saying, and I don't want to put words in Chaz's mouth. It sounded almost like, and he said the post was inexcusable, but almost like maybe Deshaun Jackson doesn't know the impact of what putting a Hitler quote out into the universe would be. And I don't know that that is an overall acceptable way to look at it either. Or not way to look at it, but an acceptable turn of events. 610-632-0975. Great conversation so far. Let's continue that. What should the Eagles do with Deshaun Jackson? It seems that early returns say they're not doing much. Education in the community. He has to do better. He has to be better. He has to learn. He has to educate himself. That's all good. That's good stuff. But you know, for saying that this is unacceptable, Eagles are providing a pretty welcoming environment, for, at least for the player, to educate himself and to improve. Should they have done that? Should it be an outright release, suspension, fine? Where are they going to go here? It's Joe Torti in for Devon Gibbons on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.